Una sa lahat, mga kapatid, it is indeed a pleasure for me and Heidi na maka-fellowship ang iglesia sa dakong ito. If I'm not mistaken, this will be my first time, Pastor, no, to be here in your church. Si Pastor Joey, ilang beses na namin na-invite, a couple of times at least. And so, isang kagalakan, isang mainit na pagbati mula sa Trinity Bible Church of San Pablo City. Ngayon naman, para sa ating pag-aaral, buksan natin ang ating mga banal na kasulatan sa sulat or sa lumang tipan, Isaiah chapter 6, at basahin natin ang buong kapitulo na ito from verses 1 and following. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 and following. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called. And the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, and your guilt is taken away, and your sin is atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." And he said, "Go and say to these people, keep on hearing and do not understand. Keep on seeing but do not perceive. Make the heart of these people dull and their ears heavy and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed." Then I said, "Lord, how long, O Lord?" And he said, "Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste, and the Lord removes people far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump." Tayo dumako muna sa Panginoon sa panalangin, mga kapatid. O Panginoon namin Diyos, nasa aming harapan muli ang inyong salita at alam namin ang aming kasalanan, kahinaan, kabagalan ng aming pag-iisip. Kaya ang aming samo, Panginoon, kayo magbigay sa amin ng talino, kayo magbukas ng aming mga kaisipan at nawatanggapin namin ang inyong salita at tulungan niyo kami na maging tagasunod agad ng inyong salita. Ito po ang aming mga dalangin sa pangalan po lamang ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Para mahilig, mga sa mahilig sa atin sa musika, lalo na sa tinatawag na classical music, ay siguro maaalala nyo yung isang famous conductor na ang pangalan ay si Arturo Toscanini. You know, Toscanini, famous conductor. At minsan siya ay nag-conduct ng tinatawag na Ninth Symphony ni Beethoven. Ganun lamang kagaling ang performance. Palakpakan ng mga tao. Encore, isa pa, at muling tumugtog, and finally, pagod, na tumigil sa pagkoconduct itong si Arturo Toscanini. Humarap sa kanyang orchestra at kanyang sinabi, I am nothing. Nagulat yung orchestra. Matagal sila nagpa-practice, kasama nila si Toscanini, wala siyang kwenta, ang galing-galing. Maya-maya, nagsalita na naman, "You are nothing." Nagulat ang orchestra. Eh, ilang beses na nilang narinig yun habang nagpa-practice pa lang. So parang medyo, hindi na sila nagulat, pero somehow, Siyempre, medyo nabigla. But finally, nagsalita ulit ang great master who said, Beethoven, he is everything. He is everything. Sapagkat siya ang kumatha ng Ninth Symphony. Now, tayo ngayon, andito tayo, we're celebrating our anniversaries at church, pero hindi ito about the pastor, about even you and me. God is everything. And Diyos ang sa lahat at lahat. Alam niyo, pag minsan siguro nag-iisip tayo, sino nga ba ang Diyos? O ano nga ba ang langit? Well, here we are in Isaiah 6, and we see heaven open before us. Inyong maalala na si Isaiah, or the book of Isaiah, ay talagang punong-puno ng ebanghelyo. Ito yung isang bagamat lumang tipan, kagaya ng binasa natin kanina, Isaiah 60, at the start of the service, ay punong-puno ito ng tungkol sa ating Panginoon. At dito, sa simula ng ating binasa, ay merong temporal marker in the year that King Uzziah died. Now, hindi natin masyadong ma-recall yan sa ngayon, pero siguro yung iba sa inyo mariricall pag sinabi kong nasaan ka nung 9/11. Rings a bell? Anong ginagawa mo noong September 11, 2000? Or nasaan ka, para sa aming matanda-tanda na, nung EDSA Revolution? It's a marker. Alam na alam nila. Yung oras na yon, that was the time when the king died. Now, alam nyo, si King Uzziah, napaka-famous na hari nito. Kasi siguro, sabi nga ng iba, next to David or Solomon, pinaka-prosperous yung kaharian sa kanyang paghahari. Lumago ang ekonomiya, umunlad ang bansa. Subalit, after a long reign, gaya ng alam nyo, nagkaroon ng ketong ang haring ito. At eventually, of course, namatay. So, perhaps, speaking of his death, namatay si King Uzziah at pumalit yung kanyang kasunod, si Jotham, na 25 years old bata, and so para nagugulumihana ng ang kaharian. The enemies were knocking at the door. Siguro the economy is shaking. Kumbaga sa atin, merong stock market crash, merong rally dito, parang EDSA Revolution. Medyo may takot. At bago i-commission ng Panginoon si Isaiah to tackle a very difficult ministry, pinakita ng Panginoon, there is someone more powerful, more stable foundation of our faith, not King Uzziah, but God Himself. And so mga kapatid, ang gusto kong mensahe na gusto kong makita natin ngayon is this, because our God is glorious and gracious, we must take courage in our mission and calling. Dahil ang ating Diyos is both glorious and gracious, then we must take courage in our calling. At ang ating puntos ay tatlo lamang ngayong umagang ito. First, we will look here from verse 1 and following, the glory of God. The glory of God. And secondly, the grace of God. And finally, the commission, or you might say, the go command of God. Kung gusto niyong tandaan madali, glory, grace, go. And that is our outline. So first of all, let's look and notice the vision of Isaiah, at dito makikita natin ang kalawalhatian ng Diyos. Verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Ano nyo, si Isaiah, isa lamang ang kanyang vision. Hindi siya kagaya ng ibang propeta na paulit-ulit may mga nakita, pangitain. Isa lamang, but what a vision! It's as if, siguro naandun siya sa may templo, siguro sa may loob ng templo, but ang nangyari dito, bigla na lang bumukas, as it were, siguro kung nasa loob nga siya ng templo, parang bumukas yung bubong, at bumukas hanggang kalangitan, at nakita niya ang kalawalhatian ng Diyos, na parang ang larawan is an eastern monarch, parang isang hari noong unang panahon. Pagkat ang mga hari noon, usually merong mga attendant ministers. In this case, seraphim. Meron siyang robe flowing with a train na usually pala nung kanilang kapanahunan, mas mahaba yung robe mo na yon, mas parang glorious ka bilang hari. Siguro para ngayon, di ba may mga ikinakasal? Nakakita rin ba kayong ikinakasal lang haba ng rope? Yung haba ng, anong tawag doon? Yun nga yung sa likod, ano? Pag misa, nagkakabuhol-buhol eh. Kaya pag kinakasal, hindi malaman kung saan iaayos, sa haba. In a sense, the dignity, the badge of dignity, ay makita natin dito high and lifted up. Parang pinapakita yung kataasan ng Diyos at yung kanyang, the train of the robe, filled the whole temple. So ilagay niyo ang inyong sarili doon sa kalalagayan ni Isaiah. Andun siya, perhaps sumasamba, perhaps nananalangin, and then bumukas bigla ang langit. Andun ang Diyos sa kanyang trono, napakataas, at ang kanyang robe, at yung train of that robe, filling the whole temple. Napuno yung templo. Now, we might say na hindi naman siguro nakita niya yung Diyos mismo, because the Bible says, John 1:18, no one has ever seen God. And if we look at John 12, ay we may even say na ang nakita niya ay perhaps Jesus himself, that the glory of Jesus himself. Kasi ang sabi sa John chapter 12, therefore they could not believe. For again, Isaiah said, quoting from Isaiah, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn and I would heal them. Now, listen to verse 41. Isaiah said these very things because he, Isaiah, saw his, now referring to Jesus, he said the context is all about Jesus, Isaiah saw his, Jesus, glory and spoke of him, of Jesus. So, sino daw yung nakitang glory ni Isaiah? Jesus. So, it could be a pre-incarnate vision of the Lord Jesus. But then in verse 2, look at what happened. Andun ang glory ng Panginoon, high, lifted up, yung templo na puno ng kanyang robe and the train of that robe. It stood, above him, sorry, stood the seraphim. Now, itong mga seraphim, gaya ng alam natin, these are literally ang tawag the burning ones or the fiery ones, the flame-like beings. Ito yung mga beings na parang nag-aapoy. And this is the first time and only time it was mentioned in the Bible. Yung mga seraphim na ito na parang hovering in the throne. Imagine the throne. Someone seated on the throne. The robe filling this temple. And above and around, seraphims, maraming mga seraphim. And sinasabi na ang mga seraphim daw are special class of angels na ang gawain nito are twofold. Dalawa. One is to praise and celebrate the glory of God. And secondly, as a medium of communication between heaven and earth. Kagaya makikita natin mamaya sa verse 6. So, pansinin nyo, mga seraphims na ito, may anim na pakpak. Okay, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At ang pakpak na isa, yung pair of wings, they cover their faces in the posture of humility, as if saying, we are unworthy even to look at this God in His throne. Yung dalawang pakpak, kino-cover yung kanilang mga paa or parang yung lower parts of their body. And again, this is a usual token of respect during the Eastern monarchs, sa mga Eastern monarchs, when yung mga gustong gumalang, tinatakpan ang kanilang paa. So nakatakip sa mukha, nakatakip sa paa. And they have their wings as if ready to obey at every command of this majestic God. So ito yung larawan na pinapakita sa atin surrounding the throne. And then verse 3, hindi sila tahimik. Pansinin nyo ba sa verse 3? But rather, they call to one another. No, merong silang, perhaps most likely, thundering voices calling to one another. At sila'y sumisigaw o nagsasalita, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. At dito dalawang bagay makikita natin na sinabi nila, first of all, the holiness of God. Now, sa Hebrew way of speaking, gaya ng alam natin, even sa New Testament, pag inulit yung dalawang bagay, yung salita dalawang beses, ibig sabihin, mahalaga ito. Di ba, mga kapatid? Amen, amen. Masasabi na pala, truly, truly, I say to you, that is for emphasis. This is something important. Pero dito, hindi lang isa. Hindi lang dalawa. kundi holy, 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 tatlong beses, pinapakita as if words are not enough to describe the holiness of this God. Now, there are two ideas when it comes to holiness. And that is, first of all, the idea of greatness or being separate. Alam naman natin, holy in Greek, hagios, separate, set apart. So, andun yung greatness, the idea that God is one of a kind, a class by himself. He is holy in that sense, high, uplifted up, and separate from everything else because he is the creator. And of course, that second aspect of holiness, ito yung mas palagi nating iniisip, the idea of purity or separateness from any filthiness or impurity na pwedeng makadumi sa kanya. And so, ang sabi rito, this God is holy, 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 and the whole earth is full of his holiness. Di ba parang nakakalito yun? Akala ko ba, holy, holy, holy. Therefore, the whole earth is full of his, dapat parang holiness you might expect. Pero bakit glory? Okay, well, John Piper, commenting on this passage, said, kaya daw sinabing the whole earth is full of his glory, is that when that holiness, that being set apart, that being high and uplifted, once that translates and becomes public, then it is glory. It is glory. That is the glory of God. That pag nakita natin and when we begin to appreciate that holiness, that is His glory. Now, sabi niya, I believe the glory of God is the going public of His infinite worth, which is His holiness. I define holiness of God as the infinite value of God, the infinite intrinsic worth of God. And when that goes public in creation, the heavens are telling the glory of God. And human beings are manifesting His glory because we're created in His image. We're trusting His promises so that we make Him look gloriously trustworthy. So that could be an explanation why it is holy, 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 and the whole earth is full of His glory. Because when we see and appreciate the holiness of God, then that is His glory. Now, you are aware that in the New Testament, the same exact words was mentioned in Revelation. Diba? Revelation 4:8, sa ulo natin, marami sa atin. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Na parang gusto bagang sabihin siguro that it is the same God. Both in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, we are worshiping the same thrice holy God. And so in Revelation 4:8, it's the tri-hagios of Revelation. Hagios, hagios, hagios is the Lord God Almighty. And in verse 4, look what happened. After nakita ni Isaiah ito, after nakita niya yung pagsisigaw, mga siguro para mga lindol, you can imagine, at dito nagkaroon na ng usok, umusok na, napuno na ng usok yung buong templo, at hindi lang yan, the very thresholds, the foundations pala of the thresholds ay parang nilindol. Now, hindi lang yan yung wall o yung poste, napansin nyo ba? Kundi yung pundasyon mismo. Try to imagine that. Hindi lang siguro pag lumilindol, kagaya nangyari sa Bohol, ay palagi nakikita sa mga camera, di ba? Yung mga sa news, sa YouTube, nagkakalugan yung mga dingding. Tsaka siguro yung mga kisame. Pero ito, mga kapatid, hindi lang yun ang lumindol, hindi lang yun ang kumalog, kundi yung mismong pundasyon. The very ground they're standing on shook at the thunderous voices, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Well, anong application sa atin ito? Well, I think here we must behold the majesty of our God. As we celebrate our 30 plus years of anniversary, nawa maalala natin that this God is a God that even the angels, the seraphims surrounding this God had to cover their faces, had to cover their feet and shout and praise this God the thrice holy God. Now, do you know this God more and more? Atin bang nakikilala ang Diyos na ito ng mas malalim as we advance in our faith? Mas nakikilala ba natin? Mas lalo ba nating nakikita yung kalawalhatian ng Diyos na ito? Now, I'm reading a book by Michael Horton, at sa kanyang libro na ito, Christless Christianity and title, he said that so common today is what he called the glory religion. The glory religion. And that is, quoting from one writer or scholar, ang sabi doon sa aklat niya, Pelagianism and Gnosticism are different versions of what Gerhard Ford called the glory story. We came from glory, ang sabi ng pangangaral na ito, and we are bound for glory. Well, there's some truth to that, obviously. Pero dito, ang nangyari sa mga churches, ang naging sentro, the glory of man. That's what it means. Kaya ang mga preaching na ngayon is how to have the best life today. How to enjoy your life today. How to maximize your potential today. Kaya ang nangyari, kalimitan daw sa mga preaching ngayon, it is all about your glory. The glory ng mga members. How can I overcome fear and worry? How can I, you know, get rich and wealthy? Ito na yung nagiging preaching ng mga tao. The glory is now in men. And therefore, in reaction to this, we have to realize that true Christianity, the glory is not inward. But the glory is outside. God is the glorious God. And so napakahalaga to come back to that very basic thing, that eternal life is knowing God, essentially. Having that relationship with God. And so mga kapatid, are we realizing the very majesty of this God? Now, magsikap tayo na lumago sa kaalaman sa Diyos na ito. Ito ang tunay na buhay na walang hanggan, na lumalalim ang kaalaman natin, that whenever we come here, it is not coming here to, para nag-iisip tayo, okay, we will give this service to God, we will do this and that. Pero sana pag nagpupunta tayo sa ating panambahan, may it ever be more and more because we want to receive the grace of God. We want to see the glory of God. Kaya tayo narito. Hindi para tumanggap primarily ng material blessings, but to see the glory of that God. So pinakita yung glory. Na second point, the grace of God. The grace of God. Pansinin natin ang biyaya ng Diyos. Verse 5. Ano naging reaction ni Isaiah? One would think, kung sa ating kapanahunan ngayon yan, na usong-uso yung mga, you know, mga miracles and you know, all sorts of speaking in tongues and so-called miraculous things, kung ikaw yung nakakita nito, baka ngayon ang mangyari pa tawagin ka sa harap, magpatotoo ka na, happy am I! I saw the glory of God. Yung ba nag-reaction ni Isaiah? Wow, super to! Nakita ko! Pagdating sa church mamaya, bida na naman ako. I saw the glory! Yung ba naramdaman ni Isaiah? Verse 5. Hindi lang naramdaman ni Isaiah. Sa halip na happy I am! Okay? Anong sabi ni Isaiah? Woe is me, for I am lost. Woe is me. Nakakatakot yung kalalagayan ko. I perish, in short. I am undone. I am cut down. I am destroyed. There's no hope for me. I'm dead, essentially. Kumaga sa atin, patay ako sa nangyaring ito. I saw the very glory of God. And he felt he was worthy of that. Bakit? Naramdaman niya, I am a man of unclean lips. Madumi yung aking bibig. The angels are singing. The seraphims are singing. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Pero hindi ako makasabay. Hindi ako makakanta. Siguro akakalain niyo ba, yung iba kasi, they take worship lightly and you know nonchalantly as if it's just, as if they're doing a favor to God. Pero dito makita natin sa Isaiah, he couldn't speak and couldn't join the singing because he felt so filthy and sinful. And he felt it is with his mouth And even as he looked around, he saw the people around, his fellow Jews, and he realized they're all people of unclean lips. Now, some would say, because he was a prophet, so lips, you know, used to prophesy. Pero ang nakita niya rito yung unworthiness to be in the presence of that living God. And so yung isang tao who glibly, who lightly take the name of the Lord, na para bagang inaakbayan lang ang Panginoon, parang kaibigan niya ang Panginoon, walang paggalang, walang sense of awe and reverence, something is wrong with the Christianity or the profession of that person. Yung nakakita talaga sa Panginoon, itong mararamdaman. In verse 6, and here we find, see the grace of God here. One of the seraphims flew to me, having his hand, burning coal, that he had taken with the tongs from the altar. Now, meron dalawang altar doon, the altar of incense and the altar of sacrifice, but in the context, looks like that burning coal was from the altar of sacrifice. Sacrifice. And literally a hot stone. And this is used to roast the meat of the sacrifices. Kinuha niya ito. At ano nangyari? Verse 7. With that burning coal. Try to imagine that. That burning coal. No, nagliliyab na bato. He touched my mouth. He touched my mouth. So one of the seraphims, high above, circling, worshiping. One of those. Came down, got a burning stone, burning coal from the altar, and touched the prophet's lips. At pag nung nilagay doon, sinabi ng anghel, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. Atoned for. And so, andun yung propeta, bumagsak, you know, prostrate, felt undone, and all his sins coming to haunt him at that very moment and crying, I am lost. And then here's the angel. And see the grace of God coming down from the glory and the majesty. So the transcendent God now become the immanent from glory to grace. Yung biyaya ng anghel na nanggaling yung biyaya dun sa altar na may sakripisyo. At dito pinapaalala kay Isaiah, only by sacrifice can your sin be forgiven. Now, have we seen our sinfulness, brethren? Nakita ba natin in the presence of deity, in the presence of God Himself? Atin bang nakikita, hindi lang nung maging Kristiyano tayo, but even now, whenever we think of the glory of God, whenever we meditate, at ating nahaharap tayo, sa gitna ng Diyos na, na kaluwalhatian, naramdaman ba natin yung ating sinfulness sa harapan niya? Well, yan ang naramdaman ng lahat ng mga nakaharap talaga ang biyaya ng Panginoon at kaluwalhatian ng Panginoon. We think of John the Baptist, for example, sa New Testament. Si John the Baptist, ano kanya sabi? There will come one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. In short, kahit maging bond servant, I'm not worthy of that man. Dahil nakita niya napakalayo niya. Kahit kututusin, isa na sa pinakabanal na nabuhay sigurong tao, si John the Baptist. In the Old Testament, we see Moses in Exodus 3, 4 and following. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called into him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off your shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And here's what happened. And Moses hid his face. Hid his face. Sounds familiar? Seraphim? Two wings? Two wings? So Moses hid his face. For he was afraid to look upon God. That's how he felt. Natakot siya. Sa halip na, ngayon, pag narinig mo yung mga nagkukwento ng mga miracles dito, mga speaking in tongues, akala mo, kausap nila palagi ang Diyos. Diba? Pero dito, yung mga talagang nakakita yung kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. They hid their face. And they were afraid. Afraid. May takot. Because they're face to face with God Almighty. And of course, Simon Peter, Luke 5. When Simon Peter saw it, the miracle of the fish, nakahuli, dati walang mahuli magdamag, sabi ng Panginoon, launch out into the deep, at nung mahuli, ang daming isda, they saw the very glory of Jesus, His power over nature. Anong naramdaman ni Pedro? Luke 5 and verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Depart from me. Hindi niya makayang kasama niya si Jesus pagkat ramdam niya kaagad yung kanyang pagiging makasalanan. Now, so many men today are not conscious that they have offended this holy God. But this is so important. This is so important. Kailangan makita muna natin yung luwalhati ng Diyos. Kailangan makita natin na tayo ay undone in the sight of this God. Tayo, we're lost. Woe unto us. Wala tayong karapatan, katuwiran, kagandahan sa harap ng Diyos na ito. But praise God, according to Brian Chappell, one of the authorities on preaching, in one of his messages, he said, "The infinite becomes the intimate. From glory to grace." Right? The infinite, the thrice holy God, now becomes intimate. Intimate. Now we know that the altar, the sacrifice, is pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. Diba? Yan ang biyaya ng Panginoon. Yan ang biyaya. So even here, it's full of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kung totoo nga, as mentioned in John, na yung nakita is but the pre-incarnate manifestation of Jesus. At kung totoo na yung biyaya ng galing sa kanya from the seraphim, sa altar kinuha, eh ano ba yung altar of sacrifice? It is but the type of Jesus. And so kung magkakaroon tayo ng biyaya sa ating mga puso, we need that Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lamb of God. And so what a blessing, brethren. Nawa makita natin yung biyaya natin as we celebrate our anniversary, we have seen the glory of God. Pero hindi lang yun, kundi mamamatay tayo. But we have seen also the grace of God where the infinite becomes intimate. In theology, we call it the transcendent God. This is also an immanent God. Kasama natin. Nasa kasama niya tayo. Hindi lang yun. Yung biyaya niya ay nasa atin. And that brings us to the last point. We have seen the grace or the glory, the grace, and now the go, the command, the commission. Verse 8. And I heard, after all of these things, finally, ando si Isaiah, perhaps inside the temple, the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" Who? Whom? Implying that this will be a very difficult task, a task that will require self-denial, a task that will fly against rational minds and against any self-interest. Who? Whom shall we send? Who will go? And of course, Isaiah now can say, "Here I am. Send me. Send me." Now, there's zeal in those words, but I don't think there's pride in those words. Okay. Nung unang binabasa ko ito, matagal na akong Kristiyano, nung bago pa akong Kristiyano, sometimes I think na parang, "Here I am, Lord! You know? Ayeto ako! Okay, with all my energy and strength and intellect, here I am!" But the more we look at the passage and see the glory, the holiness of God, and the prophet being undone, this could probably be more of a whisper. "Lord, here I am. Send me. Send me. You know, I want to go." Kasi ganyan, pinatawad na siya. And now, he's ready to go. He has the right spirit. He has seen the glory of God. He's now relying not on Uzziah or any other earthly king, but only on the real king. Well, verse 9, and here's the commission. "Go and say to these people." And what a message. "Go and say to these people, makinig kayo pero di kayo makakaunawa. Tingnan nyo pero di nyo maiintindihan." Wow, that's tough. No? Para sa aming mga pastor, imagine kung ganun yung charge sa amin binigay ng Panginoon. Mag-preach ka, pero lalo walang maniniwala sa iyo kahit isa. Hindi lang yan. Verse 10, mangaral ka para gawing patigasin pa ang puso ng mga taong ito. Wow! What a commission! And they will not understand. They will not be healed. Hindi lang yan. Verse 11, gano'ng katagal Panginoon ito? Nibali sana ako, isang buwan, isang araw, even isang taon, kaya kong pagtsagaan yan, Panginoon. Pero ano sabi ng Panginoon? Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is a desolate waste, and the Lord, Jehovah, removes people far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. In short, hindi ka titigil hanggat hindi ko hinuhusgahan ang bayang yan. Now, what a commission. What a commission. And so, mga kapatid, we see here, from glory to grace to the mission, go. We are not like Isaiah, obviously. Wala tayong ganitong utos, hindi ito mandato para sa atin. But we also have our calling. We have seen the glory of God. We have received the grace of God. And now we have the mandate as well from God. Alam natin, tinawag tayo lahat para maging ilaw at asin ng sanlibutan, for example. Alam natin na meron tayong mga pagkatawag na tinawag tayo ng Diyos. At yan ang ating gagawin bukas. Kaya nga, yung ating Kristyanismo, we apply it tomorrow, not today. No, we apply it today, of course, primarily to receive the grace of God. We are recipients of the grace of God. Pero yung service natin, talaga bukas pa mangyayari. When we get out of here, that's the time God is sending us back to the world. But it is so important, as we can see from here, to meditate first on the indicatives before the imperatives. Yun munang mga bagay na ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin, the indicatives, those that state things as they are. And what is that? The glory of God. The grace of God. Ito yung mga galing sa Diyos, at pag tinanggap natin ito, that is the only time we'll be ready for the imperatives. Do this, do that. But without seeing first and appreciating the indicatives of our faith, it is so hard to go out there. So hard. At yan ang formula palagi sa banal na kasulatan. Matthew 28, the same formula. All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Indicatives. Go, therefore. You see the point? Okay, and in the writings of Paul, Romans 1 to 11 is all about God. And only in chapter 12 do we hear the word. Therefore, as God, you know, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you now present your bodies a living sacrifice. But you don't go to Romans 12 first. You first meditate on Romans 1 to 11, where you see from Him, through Him, and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory. Forever and ever. What comfort, brethren, as we celebrate the anniversary, as we look back, nawa makita natin, nawa namnamin natin ang luwalhati ng Diyos, ang biyaya ng Diyos, and after we have meditated on that, that's the time we remember, go, do likewise. Gawin nyo yung mga tungkulin nyo. If I'm talking here to someone, alam mong merong tungkulin ka sa harap ng Diyos, may bagay kang dapat kang gawin sa harap ng Diyos. Nawa, ito ay gawin natin. Pero, kaya natin gagawin. Dahil nakita na natin ang biyaya ng Diyos. Nakita na natin ang luwalhati ng Diyos. And having been filled with the very glory and the sight of the glory and the grace of God. Nawa, saka tayo maging excited ngayon. Now, Lord, I want to go. Send me. Because I have seen who you are. At nawa sa iglesia ng ito, ganun din sa aming iglesia, ito rin ang panalangin ko, that we may grow more and more ng biyaya ng Diyos, pagkakita sa biyaya ng Diyos, at greater appreciation for the grace of that God. The infinite became intimate. And therefore, we have the power, we have the motivation, we're full of thanksgiving and praise. And therefore, when we go out of that door, we want to serve God in our through our fellow men, that we may give honor and glory to His name. Tayo manalangin. O Panginoon namin Diyos, salamat sa pagpapaalala sa amin na kayo po ang banal, banal, banal na Diyos. At tunay Panginoon, napakalayo namin sa inyo. Sa aming mga sarili, ang aming mga katwiran are but filter rags before you. Kailangan namin ng inyong biyaya, Panginoon. Kailangan namin ng sakripisyo doon sa altar. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Salamat sa aming Panginoong Jesus. Siya ang nagbigay ng kanyang sarili. At dahil sa kanyang biyaya, meron kaming lakas na nagagaling sa inyo. The Spirit fills us. Nawa kayo po magpadala sa amin, sa mundo, upang maging asin at ilaw ng sanlibutan, upang luwalhatiin ang inyong pangalan. Para po sa inyong ikatataas, ito po ang aming mga samo at dalangin, sa pangalan po lamang ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen.